Today, let me talk to you about happiness again, my favorite subject. But I'm going to talk to you about happiness and how it comes from transcending sadness, not by suppressing it. A young lady came to us saying she wanted to know how she can break free from feeling sad. She and her husband had been living separately for years now. Her business had folded up. The money she had borrowed from her brother for the business was still due to him. But he had been generous enough to write off all the dues. So the lady told us, in a way, everything that caused my sadness, my broken marriage, my failed business, and my inability to pay off my loans, have been around me. They've been with me for a long time. Yet, I'm unable to get rid of this sadness within me. What must I do? She asked us. Good question. The lady, in my opinion, is very lucky. At least she knows A, that she is sad, and B, what is making her sad. Many a time people just wallow in sadness. They don't know it and they can't express their feelings clearly. They don't even know what is causing their sadness. Sadness or grief is not something unnatural. Sorrow is a very natural, very human feeling. Someone dies, you lose something, you're misunderstood. You break up in a relationship, you suffer a crippling health setback. Each of these situations can apply to any of us at any time. And when something like that happens, chances are that you will be grief-stricken. You will wish your life was different. This wishing will make you feel miserable. This is what will cause your suffering. You will go down a depressive spiral and will continue to remain stuck in that cesspool of grief for a long, long, long time. Eventually, you will not even know you are sad. You will not even know what you are sad about. Sadness would have become embedded in your subconsciousness. The way to haul yourself up in such a situation is to focus on whatever gives you joy. It can be music, art, watching a movie, or being alone with nature. Whatever makes you forget that you are sad, in a natural manner, do it. Drinking or smoking do not fall in this category, because they are artificial and you impose them on you. So please, I'm not recommending either of those. Look for an immersive experience, on the other hand, where you can lose yourself without count of time or without thinking about your grief. Let it be an immersive experience without count of time and without thinking about your grief. Sadness and happiness are the same energy. We need to understand that first, except that they are expressed differently. Look around you. There are so many happy people. Why are you not happy in their midst? The reason is that when you look at them, you feel you can never be like them. You have conditioned yourself to thinking that way. Break free from that pattern of conditioning. The truth is, if you can be sad, you can be happy too. Not by replacing the factors that have caused your sadness, but by accepting the fact that you have reasons to be sad, and that despite those reasons, you can choose to be happy doing what gives you joy. It's very simple. Sorrow and suffering must not be resisted or controlled or repressed. They must be transcended. You can go past those feelings if you're aware. Awareness will always lead you to happiness. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please visit my blog, aviswiswanathan.wordpress.com. And you may also like to read my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, that you can order from Amazon or Flipkart. And if you want more information about me or would like to invite me as a speaker, please visit my website, aviswiswanathan.in.